Today, we are tackling exactly what to do when you literally can't pay your credit card minimums.
Honestly, it is such a terrifying feeling. You look at that statement and your bank balance is just lower. Your heart drops.
Right. Your heart just races. You feel this heavy mix of guilt and panic. But you need to know this is a math problem. It is not a moral failing.
It feels like a moral failing, though. We were always taught that making the minimums means you are doing fine.
Minimum payments are actually a trap designed to keep you in debt. They keep you paying for as long as possible, especially with interest rates climbing so high right now.
Yeah, the cost of living spiked. A manageable monthly bill suddenly transforms into an impossible hurdle for so many people.
Exactly. You are in an economy that is incredibly hostile to anyone carrying a revolving balance. The Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia found over 10% of active accounts are only paying the minimum.
That is wild, but it makes total sense. People aren't doing it for fun. They are doing it because they absolutely have to.
Right. And NerdWallet data shows households with revolving debt owe an average of over $11,000.
That is a massive hole to dig out of. And with interest rates what they are today, a huge chunk of that payment goes straight to interest.
Exactly. Debt.com recently reported that 41% of people have credit card rates above 21%.
So you combine an $11,000 balance with a 21% rate. The math just completely breaks down. You can't outwork that.
It does. And that leads to a massive mental toll. Financial stress seeps into your work and your sleep. People just stop opening their mail entirely.
Oh, I have been there. You just send every unknown number straight to voicemail because you know exactly who it is.
It is a natural survival response to hide from a threat. Your brain is trying to protect you, but ignoring creditors is a really expensive mistake.
So what do you actually do?